This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Drama at the Oscars, and I just mean more than those that win the statues. We'll explain coming up as we dive into the slap heard round the world. Plus, the latest from the Ukraine. Had a long conversation today with someone on their way to Poland. Let me tell you what I found out as we get through this hour of the show. Plus, a little fun, some fair or foul, and your thoughts as we jump to the mailbag. I'm broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, and thrilled to be here and thrilled, as always, to be with all of you. It is the Ukraine, the Ukraine, the Ukraine. So many people reaching out and coming up with new ways to do what they can to help the people of the Ukraine, and it is amazing what some of the people in Poland are doing. I learned today about a system that they've set up from a friend, very good friend, who's going to join us on the show in the next couple of weeks and give us a real sense of what it's like and what it's like for the people crossing the border. And it's particularly in Poland, what happens is when the people come over and the towns are all listed on boards, and it shows where there are openings, where they can take the people in. And they look at the map and they decide where they want to go in Poland, and then they notify the people that they're coming, the people in the towns, that somebody's coming, a couple of families are coming, a person by themselves is coming, children are coming, whatever it might, whoever it might be, and they give them a train ticket to that destination. And then once they get there, they've got housing waiting on the other side. So Poland, really, you have stepped up, my friends, in a very big way. You want no credit for it, but it is amazing what you are doing at the border. And there are more amazing stories, and we will certainly talk about those. So Kate Delaney here. The red carpet is rolled out because it is a special night in many, many different ways. And it's been a wild weekend, and it's been a couple of days, where a few things have happened in between. So let's talk about the specifics of what's happening in the Ukraine. Right now, as we are on the air, the brilliance of this is I can get you up to date in real time. So another missile strike, several missile strikes continue throughout the Ukraine, and they have still slowed some of Russia's big advances, but a lot of cities are being hit with these missiles. And the missiles are the things they're trying to defend against, which was why Zelensky was so passionate about what he needed to fight the Russians, specifically the equipment that he needed. So the Ukrainians have disrupted and derailed the Russian offensive in many, many ways, as this war is now moving into a little bit of a different phase. And while this is happening, there are people who are also debating, what is it that we can do? What is it that we can do a little bit more to help in the West, as Zelensky is stepping up more of his criticism of the West, because he needs weapons, he needs sanctions, and he's drawing a proverbial line in the sand at sending more weapons to the Ukraine, he said, because they're afraid of what they're sending back, afraid of what Russia is still very much capable of doing. And so what does that mean? The very latest is the Ukraine urging Red Cross not to open an office on the Russian border. And you would think, well, why is that? Why are they telling them that? Because think of Russia, think of the soldiers, think of what's happening to the Russian troops and what could happen there. So the push is don't do it, because it would amount to support for Russia's alleged forced relocation of Ukrainian citizens. So it would push them in that direction. And it just kind of emphasizes, I think, the importance of when you've got this international aid, how tricky it is to help the people while sort of in some cases working with the country that actually launched the invasion, which would be Russia. So in fact, Peter Maurer, who is the president of the International Committee of the Red Cross, went to Russia last week to talk about humanitarian issues. He spoke to the foreign minister in Russia, Sergei Lavrov, that we've talked about before. At a news conference, Maurer called the talks fruitful. That was the word he used. And he tried not to criticize the Kremlin because he knows how precarious it is. In the meantime, Ukrainian's Parliament Committee on Human Rights said in a statement just the other day that an office would legitimize evacuation routes into Russia. And Ukraine doesn't want that to happen. Again, that means taking people who are moving out to Poland and to other border crossings into Russia, which is exactly what Russia wants, filtering the people there against their will. And it would be sort of a support for the actions. That's not what they want. They want to help people. They want to help them with whatever it is that they need, medically speaking. But they don't want to put them in that situation, I believe, where they're being pushed out like cattle into an area that just presents more danger. I mean, remember, the Ukrainian people want to stay where they are. The Ukrainian people have been ousted from their own country because of Russia, because of Putin, because of this war. But now it's getting trickier. That's what's happening. That's what's happening. And by the way, coming up, we're going to talk about the moment at the Oscars that everybody's talking about. It had to do with Will Smith and not him winning for Best Actor. But one thing that Hollywood did do is you saw a lot of people wearing blue and yellow ribbons because they were supporting the Ukraine. We've seen these in lots of neighborhoods, Ukrainian flags up. There was a moment of silence partway through the big awards night on Sunday. And the moment of silence, there was a statement that came across on the screen that said, while film is an important avenue for us to express our humanity in terms of conflict, the reality is millions of families in the Ukraine need food, medical care, clean water, and emergency services, which is true and which we have talked about on this show for the past month plus and given you avenues of how you can help, how every little bit helps and how amazing it is how many Americans have banded together to do wonderful things. I just talked about Poland because they're right in the thick of it and some of the other countries in the West who are thinking of any way they can to get more subsistence, to get more provisions to the people who desperately need it in these bombed out towns where they are dodging a missile here or there. I mean, I say this all the time. Imagine you have freedom. We have freedom here in the United States, and suddenly we are faced with a decision to get out, to run with the clothes on our back and figure out where we're going to go while we could be in the middle of shelling, where we could have to hover somewhere on the ground and pray that that place is not hit with a missile, is not attacked by tank fire. That's what I think of when I think of what's happening in the Ukraine. All right, it was indeed a moment to remember Will Smith and what happened with Chris Rock on the Oscars telecast coming up on the flip side.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long Mom neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113, DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Hollywood's biggest night, the Oscars. It's all the movie people. There's music, there's lighting, there's makeup. There's awards for every aspect of the movie business. But let's face it, it's about the stars. It's about the directors. It's about the actors. And it's about the people that are there and the people who present and the people they recognize. So the biggest moment that happened during this broadcast, not during this broadcast, during the Oscar broadcast, in which I'm going to talk about on this broadcast, is the big drama was that Will Smith slapped Chris Rock after he made a joke. And I think some people thought it was staged. My first thought was, you know, will he be charged? Will something happen as a result of that? And I'm going to give you a little bit of the backstory, but Will Smith, of course, was nominated for Best Actor for his portrayal of Richard Smith, the father of Venus and Serena Williams, Richard Williams, rather, because of the movie that was Fantastic King Richard, which I've talked about on this air during our cheap movie reviews. As many of you know, I'm a huge tennis fan. I've talked about watching both of them play and how amazing it was and how amazing the story was. Okay, so he rightfully so was nominated. But what happened was Chris Rock, on stage when he came out, made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith's shaved head, which didn't go over very well with her husband, Will Smith. So while he was presenting the award for Best Documentary, he joked, "Jada, I love you, G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it." So then the camera cut to Jada, who rolled her eyes, looking not very happy as she sat next to Will Smith. And what happened was then Will Smith jumps on the stage and slapped Chris Rock. And when he saw him coming, before the slap, he even said, uh-oh, as he walked toward him on the stage, and it looked like, you know, what's going on? Was this a fake thing? And he hit him in the face. And Rock, you could hear the hit. I mean, you could hear the hit when he hit him. And twice during that, he yelled out, "Keep my wife's name out of your effing mouth." He screamed it out, and Chris Rock said, "Oh, wow." And for anyone watching it at home, the censors, of course, muted that verbal part of the exchange. And the theater was pretty silent. And Rock then paused and said that was the greatest night in the history of television. So following all of that drama, you had Sean Diddy Combs, who came to the stage and told Smith and Rock that they would settle things like family later. At basically the Beyonce and Jay-Z party. So 40 minutes after that slap, Will Smith, was back on the stage because he won the Oscar for Best Actor. And he apologized to the Academy, his fellow nominees, for the incident, but he didn't mention Chris Rock at all. Didn't mention him by name, nothing. He was crying, he was pretty tearful, accepting the award for his role as Richard Williams, the father of, like I said, Venus and Serena Williams, two of the greatest tennis players in U.S. history. And he said that Smith said that Williams was a fierce defender of his family. "I know to do what we do, you got to be able to take abuse and have people talk about you. In this business, you got to have people disrespecting you, and you got to smile and pretend it's okay." And he talked about being a protector and thanked the tennis legends and their family. But really, it is about what specifically happened in that slap, because the second that happened, people, I think at first, thought it was fake. I was watching it with my sister-in-law and brother, and my brother thought it was fake. We thought it was fake at first, and it certainly was not that. So you saw Twitter explode, social media, of course, the commentary, "Will Smith just cussed Chris Rock out. Wow, live at the Oscars." I mean, it just exploded with what people, you know, wrote memes and put memes out and had all kinds of thoughts about what happened there. And naturally, it's going to be, I think, one of the big talked about things. I mean, he did win, and he was fantastic in King Richard, but the focus is going to be on the slap, on a comedian making a joke. And was it too personal? Because one of the things about Jada Pinkett Smith is that she has alopecia, and she also has an autoimmune disorder, so she fights that, and that's the reason why she is bald. That's the reason why she, you know, doesn't have hair. It wasn't because she shaved her head, and he made the joke about the head, similar to what Demi Moore did in G.I. Jane. Here's the thing. It's comedy. You sit in that audience, and you are fair game, right? You are fair game. So I don't know if there'll be any charges filed. I wonder what, you know, the take of Chris Rock is. I haven't been able to find that anywhere, but it was crazy. It was like Oscar Fight Club. I mean, it really was a crazy thing to see because there were so many brilliant moments. Coda wins Best Picture. You know, you think of that movie where you're talking about pretty much an all death. There were a few speaking roles, but they were definitely mostly all deaf cast. And you have Troy Kotsur, who wins an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor. He played the father in Coda, which is a great movie that I would recommend to anybody. And that was just a wonderful moment at the Oscars. But was it overshadowed by what happened with, you know, Will Smith and like I said, while he apologizes to the people in the audience pretty much, and to the Academy itself, he did not apologize to Chris Rock, and it was tense and awkward. Even Amy Schumer, who's one of the three hosts of the Oscars, because it was Wanda Sykes and Regina Hall, when she eventually came back out, she said, oh, the atmosphere seems to have changed here. Did I miss something? I was changing out of my Superman costume to kind of ease, I think, some of what she perceived as the tension that was in the audience. But like I said, there were many other wonderful moments. Coda winning the Oscar, especially as a streaming breakthrough, too, because that's what the movie was. And even though Will Smith steals the show, I think, with what happened, that is something to celebrate. And the fact is, you know, you look at also Ariana DeBois, and she was the winner for West Side Story for actress in a supporting role. That was a great moment. You know, you look at even the original song, No Time to Die, Billie Eilish, and her brother winning for that. That was a great moment. Great song. You look at other original screenplay, Belfast, which I thought was a wonderful movie. You know, we've taken the show to Ireland before, and seeing that movie, I thought it was well done. Kenneth Branagh did just a great job on that and deserved that award. But again, Jessica Chastain, actress in a leading role, she played Tammy Faye Baker. In the eyes of Tammy Faye, she should have won. Director Jane Campion, Power of the Dog. You had Dune winning all kinds of technical awards, just other moments, but overshadowed completely by what happened with Will Smith and what the reaction, I think, is going to be to it, because it's, like I said, front page news in the old school sense, and definitely it is all over the internet, with many people commenting on what happened. And hey, to Chris Rock, he just the show must go on, right? So he makes a joke, and that happens, and he takes his moment, and he moves on, and he gives out the award, and just rolls through it, because it was awkward, it was crazy, it was, you know, unhinged. And many of you must have been watching, whether you are fans of award shows or not, because in the mailbag I got lots of late virtual mail from many of you talking about the Will Smith moment. Really? I knew you were watching. I knew you were fans of some of these movies. We're talking about you and the tall guy in the back, your thoughts on all kinds of things, including the Will Smith moment at the Oscars. On the flip side.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden called Russia's invasion of Ukraine a strategic failure during a fiery speech in Poland.
Let's remember the hammer blow that brought down the Berlin Wall, the might that lifted the Iron Curtain, were not the words of a single leader. It was the people of Europe who for decades fought to free themselves.
Directly following the speech, the White House walked back the president's comments that Vladimir Putin could not remain in power. In Israel, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. does not have a policy of regime change.
What we do have is a strategy to strongly support Ukraine. We've been doing that and rallying partners and allies around the world to do that, including with unprecedented amounts of security assistance.
This is USA Radio News. Around 19,000 people are under evacuation orders near the city of Boulder, Colorado, due to a fast-moving wildfire. Brian Oliver is the incident commander.
Most of this property is open space and mountain parks, and they have done tons of mitigation work along that whole southern flank. Lots of mechanical thinning and things like that have reduced the fuel load, and that's given those firefighters a huge advantage in making that progress of stopping the fire.
President Biden is expected to unveil a new 20% tax on the ultra-wealthy as part of his 2023 budget proposal. The billionaire minimum income tax would impact the 700 richest people in the U.S., establishing the tax on all households worth more than $100 million. The document detailing the tax plan states that Biden's proposed levy would reduce the federal deficit by about $360 billion over the next decade. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You have mail, mistress.
What? Digging the mail.
All right, so we're back here on the show talking about, of course, you, and all the others that sent me your mail. Got a ton of mail this time around. So in the mail bag, I got this one from Brad, who says, "Hey, Kate, I am writing this after kind of watching the Oscars. To tell you the truth, I could give a crap about the Oscars. I do like movies. I've listened to you talk about some of the shows that you and your husband are streaming, and I take some of your suggestions. You like some pretty wild stuff, and what I don't know what he means by wild stuff. And I like the fact that you say it straight, but my wife likes the Oscars, so I decided I'm going to be the dude. I'm going to step up." And I watched with her, and I was kind of dozing in and out, and I happened to see what happened with Will Smith. Wow. I mean, it almost looked like he cold-cocked him. He slapped him, but as you can see when you look at some of the pictures of it, but it certainly sounded like one hell of a slap. And I thought it was a setup or something. It didn't kind of make sense to me. I didn't know that it had to do with the joke he made about his wife, and then how they cut out everything in between. You knew that he was screaming at him from the audience. And I think this is something that Will Smith is going to regret for a while. He can say what he wants about protecting his family, but as somebody who is a comedian and started out that way and has been in lots of different types of genres, he should know better than that. And if he can't take the heat and he's up for a major award, then you don't sit in that Oscar audience, because that's what happens. You can get roasted. Just my two cents. Yeah, I mean, you said it right there. If you're in the audience and you're, look, they're all peers. And certainly Will Smith knows Chris Rock. And he didn't say, I mean, he didn't say, you know, look, she has alopecia. Of course not. It wasn't about that. And who knows if he even knew that or not. He was making a reference to a movie. He was making a joke. And he was making a joke about couples because he was talking about Penelope Cruz and Javier Bardem and what would happen if they both didn't win awards. And that, you know, there's Will Smith. And then if Will Smith gets the award for best actor, that gets Javier Bardem off the hook. And then he made the comment about Jada. So I think Chris Rock was stunned. And there hasn't been anything from Chris Rock. There have been mostly people who have been making fun of the whole slap thing, saying the Oscars finally isn't boring. There is just anything you can imagine out there in the wild, wild west of social media. But nothing from Chris Rock, nothing from him saying what he felt about the incident, and nothing more from Will Smith. Like I mentioned before, he apologized to the Academy and his peers, but not to Chris Rock. Wow, strange. All right, we move on to this one from Denny. It wasn't about the Oscars. Instead it was, Kate, this Ukrainian situation, I really feel for the people. Every time I look at even a little shred of video, they're getting shelled every single day while many of them are trying to flee. Yes, millions have gotten out, but there are still millions more who are in the Ukraine. You can tell that this really hits a lot of people hard because, listen, you've said it before, you have no regard for Vladimir Putin. I have no regard for Vladimir Putin. And now he's put this in the West's face. And we are facing some of the consequences for it, but I don't think it's about us having gas go up or down. I think it's about watching another country that was simply celebrating their freedoms have it suddenly taken away from them. And I think they really didn't think that the Russian troops would go through with it, that Vladimir Putin would push them all the way in. And I wonder what could happen to end this whole thing, because it doesn't seem as though there's any peaceful resolution to it. But I certainly don't think the United States should step in, and I know the United States won't step in no matter who is president in this situation. What's your take? You know, we're going into the second month of this, and what will Russia do if they keep, if there's just enough to not get them all the way through? They can't take out, let's face it, it has to be the mission to get to kill Zelensky. It has to be, because he's the head of the government, and that's what you would do. So as Putin keeps pressing forward with this invasion, there's a big cost on the Russian military. And, you know, there is no free media. It's muzzled, shut out. It's state media. A lot of times people have no clue on what's going on, although they're finding out. And that's what led to some of those protests. But tactically on the battlefield and looking at the constraints with economically and geopolitically, it's how long can he hold out? How long does he continue to wage a war in the Ukraine? A long war? That'd be not impossible, but it would be difficult. I mean, time is not the friend of Vladimir Putin to me if the Ukrainians can hold off most of Russia taking over Kyiv, for example. So, you know, President Biden in Warsaw on Saturday, he is getting confronted with not confronting Putin hard enough. And he did say, look, he cannot remain in power. Putin cannot remain in power. He did a speech where he said that. And he focused mostly on talks with NATO allies. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Sunday that Biden was not calling for a regime change, but was making a point that Putin cannot be empowered to wage war. So how is he going to be dissuaded? What will be the last straw? Because they are struggling to get a large swath piece of the southern Ukraine, and it's costing them dearly. How long do they stay? But then you think the Crimea, and you think of what Russia did. Russia forcibly annexed from the Ukraine, you know, in 2014. You know, they've done it before. So efforts to take Kyiv, especially, one of the capital and the biggest cities in the Ukraine, it's stalled at this point. But there are other attempts for land grabs in other areas, including the western Ukraine. So I think he's in a weakened spot, and I think he doesn't want to be weak. And what can he do to amp it up? And that's what he's looking at. What can he do? Is Putin a guy who would withdraw? You have to ask yourself that. And in my mind, Putin is not a guy who would withdraw. He would stay in it for the long haul as long as he could, unless it was just too significant, too much damage, too much firepower coming the way of the Ukraine. Suddenly, more aid to the Ukraine could make a huge difference. All right, let's go to this one from Joe, who says, Kate, you know, it's interesting. Silently, COVID is creeping back into our lives. I hate to even think about COVID because it's been a hellacious 2 years for my family, for so many other families, for families in my neighborhood. You always talk about what's happening in your backyard and how similar it is to other people's backyards. And certainly what we're seeing is now people are talking about when the vaccine wars, is there going to be a fourth COVID vaccine shot? And are people getting another booster? And there is that possibility. And we're seeing cases that are on the rise. I live in Florida, and Florida cases are starting to go up with this new strain of the virus. And I wonder if people will go back to taking more precautions or not, like in masking, because I think people are tired of masking, and I think people are ready to just roll on with life. But is COVID ready to let us roll on? Well, that is the billion-dollar question, is it? And how do I answer that question? And the answer is, this: you watch this strain. You watch to see what's happening with it. You know, in other parts of the world, they're really being hit very hard with the latest strain. But what does that mean? Are people getting hospitalized? Is it as severe as Delta was? Is it not as severe, but people are still getting COVID and they're isolating and coming out of it, and or you know, what, how does it grab them, and how does it, you know, affect what it is that you are doing in your neighborhoods, in your communities? And will the communities be willing to mask up again? Will there be restrictions? Should this really, really spread? Because remember, Omicron was the thing that pushed us back, where it looked like it was going to be a wide opening again in the beginning of the year, and that didn't happen because we had lots of people getting Omicron, getting that version of COVID-19. All right, and finally, this one from Jake the Snake. There's a couple of Jakes that listen to this show. Kate, I have family in Colorado. It's been awful for what's happened with them for the wildfires. Please send your prayers and thoughts. Like 19,000 people or so have been evacuated because of these fires, and they keep getting worse. Yeah, I have a friend, my friend Tracy B. She had to evacuate with her husband. Luckily, she was able to come back the next day. It was all around her, but her house did not get hit. Thanks for all the emails. Fair or Foul next.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hey, everybody, kicking off the week here in Tampa, Florida. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. But right now, it's time for Fair or Foul.
Signal fair after the fair.
It's a hard foul there.
Fakes on a fair.
What a hard foul.
Invalid fair signal.
It's a hard foul.
It's a hard foul. Or is it fair? Jeremy Paulson joins us right now, our technical maestro for this show. Hey, Jeremy.
Hello. I'm here.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Just working.
Right, so, just working. Working for a living. You know that song. So, I know, bad rendition. Okay, so fair or foul, you get a sore throat, and everybody and their brother has supposedly the best recipe for solving your sore throat problem. Should you accept all of that graciously and try every single remedy, or should you just listen and ignore all of it and just go to CVS or Walgreens, wherever you go, and grab up everything you can on the shelf, like lozenges, the chloraseptic spray, the DayQuil, just do the old route.
I feel like you need to take everyone's advice. You don't necessarily have to do what they say, but of course take advice. It's good for you to take advice. Yeah.
All right, so I have a sore throat, and you have some advice for me. Something about a pancake and brown sugar.
No. That had nothing to do with your sore throat.
What do you think? It's tea. Everybody says
my advice for a sore throat would be, yeah, like tea, hot tea with honey. Otherwise, rest. Rest cures everything.
Right? Yeah, I agree with that. You got to get rest because that's what happens. The cause of it is when you pound it too hard, you're running around doing whatever it is you're doing, and you don't get enough sleep. Sleep is so key, people.
Yep,
isn't
sleep.
It? You and I talk about this all the time. I mean, what is the optimum amount of sleep? And
7.
Yeah, I think 7. And a
lot
of times,
number 7.
You don't get it, and I don't get it. I mean, it's not that we're... It's just how life rolls, but it's so important.
But hot tea with honey, yes, that's what I do if I get a sore throat. So.
All right, hot tea with honey. All right, so we both have birthdays coming up, and here's the thing. People sometimes try to be clever. They think it's funny. Are we done with trick candles, fair or foul? You know, that won't blow out like when you were a kid. Ha ha, everybody thinks it's funny.
I don't know. I've never had that done to me. I've seen them. I've seen them, but I've never had that done to me, so I don't know.
So you don't know. All right, so I say it's foul because it's like a worn-out joke. Like, it was funny for the first however many 10 years of your life, but now it's not funny.
See,
can't pull it off.
My thing with it is I'm old school where it would be like the number of candles to your age. Are you going to buy that many candles that can't be blown out?
Right. Right. Yeah, it'd be too ridiculous. So I think you just buy the numbers anyway. We just had a big birthday.
Yeah, the numbers.
Tonight.
Yeah, the numbers. Yeah.
Yeah, just put the numbers on there if you want to do that. All right, how about this is a good one, and I think people out there can listen can relate to this. Do you have to politely just choke down food when you're at somebody's house that you just can't eat? You can't stomach it?
No.
So somebody makes you a meal and you just can't do it?
No.
You can't do it?
No. You don't have to. It's gracious to do that, but I don't feel like you have to. I mean, there's some people that get sick, or there's, you know, it's like, I'm not feeling good. I don't want to eat, because I'll probably puke at your place. Like,
right, so you say foul.
Yeah. It's not like a thing. I don't think so. I mean, it's gracious to, but it's like, people have, you know, maybe they ate just before they got there or something.
Well, that would be bad. We're making this great big dinner, so come on over. Well, we had that happen where somebody made, and she's an awesome lady, awesome person. She made her special pasta dish, and it had sardines in it. And there was actually, like, pieces of the fish in it. You could see the silvery piece of it. And it was tiny, but it was just smelled completely like a fish. Like you had gone fishing and dropped the fish in the bowl. It
smelled like sardines.
Yeah, it smelled like sardines. I tried so hard. I did. I tried so hard.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. If they make a dinner and invite you over for dinner, yeah, you should go there thinking of eating whatever they made. But if you don't like it, I mean, be respectful. Just be like... Not a fan.
Yeah, not a fan. All right, so you and I have talked about cars before, and I also think that people that would be listening to this version of Fair or Foul could relate to this. You know, you have some people who put stickers all over their car, or they just have a few stickers, but they're, like, out-of-date stickers, like sayings that are 10 years old. Would you buy a car that had bumper stickers all over it that you just really couldn't get out without being a pain in the neck, that had sayings on it that you just didn't agree with, or sayings that were, you know, old and worn out?
Yes, it's not a big deal. Stickers are can get off fairly easily if you really want to get them off, or you can take a permanent marker and marker them out. Like, I don't feel like it's that.
Marker them out on your car. Hey, I love your Coupe de Ville with the marked out bumper.
Well, you know, it happens, but I don't think it's that big of a deal. They actually come out with stuff to get that stuff off, you know, that you can just put on, and it'll come off eventually. It'll take a little time, but...
Yeah, you just got to work on it. So here's the other part of that question. It's really is, would you put bumper stickers on a bumper that you have of any sort?
No.
Me either.
I wouldn't.
No.
It actually depreciate the value of the car when you
there
do that.
There you go.
But,
that's what I was getting at.
I mean, if you're planning on keeping that car for a while, or if it's like a beater, that's like, I bought this for $1,000. I mean, I'm probably not going to sell it anytime soon. I'm going to drive it into the ground and then junk it. why not put stickers on it, you know?
Right, if you're just going to keep it, you don't care. You have no desire to defend it. It doesn't matter, you're just keeping it.
Because I did that a lot when I was a delivery driver. I lived off beaters. You buy a $1,000 beater, mm-hmm. and you just drive it into the ground. If it lasts 2 months, it paid for itself, and you can junk it for like $300, buy another $1,000 beater. If it lasts 2 months, it paid for itself, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and you just live off beaters.
I like it. Beaters, or we call them cash cars.
Cash cars. Well,
cash cars.
$1,000 cars.
Right. But they don't cost very much. So how about this tax?
And that, sorry to interrupt, but that's for all the delivery drivers. Don't buy a brand new car and become a delivery driver. Sorry. That's the worst thing to do. You're going to destroy that car, and you spent so much money in that car. I'm telling you. It's not what you want to do.
No.
I did it.
Oh, you're putting too many hard miles on it.
Exactly.
Yeah, too many hard miles. All right, that's great advice from an ex-delivery driver. So taxes are due in the next couple of weeks. So just a really simple fair or foul. Taxes, fair or foul?
I have mixed feelings on this one. I'm going to say foul because I still haven't got last year's taxes.
Right, and you have to deal with it, and then it makes you uncomfortable because you've got to file the current ones.
Well, exactly. They owe me $1,200, but I have to pay them $500 in, like, a month. It's like, how about you give me the money you owe me, and then I'll pay you.
Right. That is ridiculous, your situation is. And a lot of people have situations similar to that. Something happens, and they owe, but then they're getting money back. It doesn't make sense. They didn't get what happened last time.
Well, I think it's sad that there's no one you can talk to. That's what I think is sad and ridiculous about it. It's all automated now.
Yeah.
There's no one to physically talk to, be like, yeah, I don't know what's going on, you know.
Yeah, it's the worst, isn't it?
You can log on and see that it says no information available.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
That's all you can do.
And then you're just kind of beholden to that because you want to file it, and then you got to figure it out, and you still haven't gotten... And your situation is unique. I've talked about this before. I think there should be something better than the three dreaded letters IRS. But what is it, and will it happen in my lifetime? Probably not.
They hired a whole bunch of people. Hopefully they'll fix it. So.
Maybe. I mean, that's what they needed, right?
Yeah, they definitely... Yeah, that's what they needed.
A whole bunch of people. All right, cabs, fair or foul? You got to get a ride somewhere. Are you going Uber, Lyft, or cab? Old school.
Uber or Lyft? I mean, I don't know.
Not a cab.
No, not a cab.
Cabs are old school.
Old school and tend to be dirty and old.
No dirty, stinky old cabs. There may be some great cab drivers listening to us and they don't fall into that category.
I feel horrible. I actually know someone that was a cab driver.
And then plus they have to go through the ringer to get their medallion and to actually have a cab, so they're pretty certified when it comes to driving.
Lyft and Uber kind of destroyed cabs.
They did for a lot of people because it became so easy just to click a few things on your phone, for sure. All right, another good one, fair or foul, Jeremy Paulson, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show, this hour anyway. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.